joyful noise. Serious on earth, when you wear a long face, when you frown, somebody thinks you are very serious. But remember, except for those who have received the mind of Christ, his ways are not the ways of this world. As a matter of fact, when the world is going this way, God goes this way. So man believes you are serious when you look serious. But God believes you are serious when you show joy. About this tomorrow morning, but I just want us to read Hebrews 12, the last verse. The Bible says, let's see, I have a tendency of quoting because I try to slow down, you know. We had a meeting in Abeokuta one time, and I recited Hebrews, and I recited the whole of Ephesians, and then 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. Yeah, 1 Timothy 1 to 6, 2 Timothy 1 to 4. So there's a ten. So let's start from verse 28. The Bible says, when we see the word, it has a way of helping you to meditate and then to dwell on the word. Wherefore, we're receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. There is a reason for that, but I won't go into that tonight. Remember, okay, but our kingdom can be moved. Let us receive, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably. If there is an acceptable way of serving Him, there has to be a way that is unacceptable. So what is the acceptable way? The Bible will always answer every question in the Bible. It's in that Psalm 100. Verse 2. Serve the Lord with actually, this is the missing ingredient in many lives. Serve the Lord with gladness. It's not enough to serve Him. There is an acceptable manner in which the service should be done. And the Bible tells us how, with gladness. Why? Deuteronomy 28:52. Let me show you something from there. When you study the word of God, always pay attention. Give me Deuteronomy 28 verse 52. Hallelujah. All this is under the old covenant. So God said to them, and it shall be sealed in all the gates until the first city have come down and then throughout the land. When the Lord had given me, I want the verse that says that because you serve not the Lord thy God with gladness of heart. What verse is that? That's what I want to read. There is a verse that says that. You just project it for me, please. I didn't plan to just go into this, and then I'm not the minister for tonight. I'm just a forerunner. Amen. Please locate that verse for me quickly. I don't want to open my stop myself. Is somewhere down around that verse 52 or somewhere around. But the Bible said that because thou servest not the Lord thy God with the gladness of heart, therefore the heaven over you. Can you just help me get that verse, please? If you find it here, please tell me why the verse what? 47. Give me 47, please. verse 47. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Verse 48. Therefore shalt thou serve thy enemies. Now he was talking to the men of the old covenant, and God didn't say, he didn't say that you guys did not serve me. He said, because you did not serve me with gladness of heart. You did it, but not in a particular way. Therefore, it is unacceptable to me. It's a sacrifice, but it's a sacrifice that I cannot endorse, because it came not out of a joyful heart. That begins to tell every Christian, joy is not... I know people read prayer very, and we have to pray. The Bible says that men ought to always pray and not to faint. The Bible talks about anyone afflicted, let him pray. And the Bible talks about praying with all types of prayer and supplication in the spirit. Yes, we'll pray. But the question we don't ask is prayer limited to petition or requests? So there is a prayer of request, but there is also the prayer of joy. So when we serve and it is not done with joy, there is a problem. Hallelujah. But then in the morning I said, in his presence, Psalm 16 verse 11, is fullness of joy. It is not something obtainable outside the presence of the Father. So only men of the Spirit can truly rejoice. Other men can be happy. And this is the reason why our own joy cannot fluctuate. Because it is rooted in something that cannot shake. But it is for the enlightened ones. It is for those whose eyes the Spirit of God. So Apostle Robo got it well in the morning. Intimacy is actually the secret of this thing. Hallelujah. If you haven't been trained on learning how to look at things that are not seen, if you always observe things that are seen, you cannot exude this joy continually. It's impossible. Because your heart will be on the things that you see. We rejoice forever. We walk in joy forever. Because we are rooted in something that cannot be seen. Hallelujah. So Jesus, Hebrews 12, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He despised the shame. Because something was set before him. Joy. 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 I want to say this to you. I know there are people who might misunderstand what I'm about to say now. Sincerely speaking, when they talk of depression, when they talk of dry moment for Christians and all those things, I face challenges every now and then, but I don't recognize any of those things. There is a way you dwell in the Father. How you respond to things around you, we always reveal where you are dwelling in the Spirit. When they were surrounded in 2 Kings chapter 6, and the servant of Elisha woke up, he said, alas, my master. Elisha was so calm. And he said, they that be with us are more than they that are with them. And then he said, God, oh Lord my God, open his eyes that he may see. Elisha was calm because he saw the invisible. The servant was scared because he saw the visible. So Elisha said, Lord, if only you can open his eyes. In other words, when your spiritual eyes are open, your reactions will be different from that of every other person, because you have learned to look at things that other men cannot see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of the ways when people are about to draw back, the first thing they lose is their joy. That's why there's something called the joy of salvation. Now, salvation is powerful. We are saved. But Isaiah 12 says, I think verse 3 or 4, with joy you draw water out of the well of salvation. I've explained to you once. I grew up in the city of Abeokuta. And many of the houses there, they are well. Now, this is why believers must attach a very serious importance to this, what we are sharing, this conference. So, my neighbor had a well that time, and then some of my neighbors had wells there and there. And we'll go and stand beside it. Well, it's not like a tap. If you don't have a cup or what they call a fetcher, you can drink from a tap, you can drink from an ocean, you can drink from a stream. But what makes a well peculiar, what makes a well different is that you cannot drink from a well if you don't have a fetcher, because the water is so down there that your hand can't reach it, not to talk of your mouth. So they call something a fetcher. They tie rope, some tie rope to a bucket. So they throw it inside and they draw it. And now the Bible says, therefore, with joy, you shall draw water out of the wells of salvation. Yes, you are saved. Inside that salvation, there is healing. There is great, there is prosperity. There is abundance. But it's like a well. If there is no fetcher, the water is there, but it's of no use. It's beyond singing, even though it is expressed through singing at times. It's beyond dancing, even though it is expressed that way at times. How many believers are all over the world who cannot draw? Because there's no joy. There's no joy. So the water is there. In their spirit, man, everything is there. But they can't draw it out. Because there is no joy. Hallelujah. But then, you can't just fabricate these things. Yes, you can start in the flesh by faith at times and then the spirit. But generally speaking, you can't. That means that part of 2 Corinthians 13, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship. I've said it to you many times in this church. Learn how to lift up your hands alone, sing in the spirit, and worship God. Learn to do away with asking God too many things that are baseless. In the place of intimacy, in the place of worship, the will of the Father is known. And I'm going to stop on this. You see, God's communication to a spiritual man is more than talking. Sometimes in his presence, his plans are revealed. He's not saying anything, but it's like what is in the heart of the Father goes into you as you fellowship with him. You just come out of that room and you know from inside what to do. Thank you, Jesus. Spoke to the people in the church. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 10. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God in casting down strongholds, imagination, and everything that is not itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ. One of the things in a meeting like this, imaginations are very powerful. That's where fear and all those things. There are things that mortal men think they are intangible. But God attaches so much to stuff like that. Genesis 6. He said the imagination of man was evil continually, and that grieved God to his heart. To a man, it's just a thought. To God, it is something substantial. Something real. In his presence, in a meeting like this. At times, God is healing legs, healing hands, and all those things. Wonderful, and we will experience that. We've experienced, we saw a part of that last night. At other times, God is touching people inside, rearranging things, destroying strongholds. And I've told you, there are no things to bind on the outside. If at all people talk of ancestral spirits and all those things, it is because in their thought life and their imagination, Satan is sitting there with a deception. When the light of the world goes in, you will not need any external deliverance. Because freedom is from within. Jesus said, you shall know the truth. So many wonderful things will be experienced by the power of the Holy Spirit tonight. Now, I'm not saying deliverance alone, please. It's not in me to speak against any church. I don't believe in it. I just don't do that. Amen. I believe in teaching what the Lord shows me, and then I don't talk about other people. Now, I believe very strongly this is going to be a very special night. I announced yesterday, and I think during worship or during the praise, Reverend Bolanta walked in. What a privilege to have this man of God again here. Hallelujah. We do one or two things, and I will come up to bring up the man of God. Sir, you are welcome. They told me you were far, far, far behind, so I fabricated an emergency message. Because I was thinking, the choir should finish singing, and Reverend is not yet here. What will I do? So I said, okay, Lord, give me what? Or borrow me some what? Let me just say a few things. Are you ready tonight?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Oh, God bless you. It's going to be a wonderful night. Let me say this before I take my seat. I think we are going to do that. Yesterday in the morning when Pastor Tokwe was ministering, the giant shut down, destroyed a couple of speakers. Many of you were here that time, or some of you. And then we're trying to rent another 250, 300 kVA. And then that's where you will know that we actually have a problem as a nation. But let me not go into all that. I'm sure you have an idea what I'm talking about. And I tell you, we have a gen, there's no cable, you rent cable for 3,000 per day. Okay, bring the cable, unbreak it, just bring it, and then next 4 hours. I know the way it will be. They will be in Acme. They can be there for 6 hours. Even though they tell you they are in Acme, but they are probably so late. You understand all those things. And around 4 o'clock or 4:30, by faith, we just decided to put on the gen. Some engineers came, they found the fault, but we just said, and that is the gen that has been working even up till now. But last night, I got provoked and I called. I called some companies. Getting a gen is not the problem, but before they install, before they do that, they tell you 2 days and we are in the middle of a conference. Finally, we spoke to somebody and we said that, can you bring 250 kVA brand new? If you are able to set it up before this evening, we will buy it. I said, almost 15 million. I said, no problem. If we are. Now, 40 minutes ago, they told me that the guy finished setting it up. Brand new. So you know what we are going to do? Are we ready to buy?
Yes,
so it's not going out of the compound. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless Pastor Jibo. He was the one that he works with GMG. And so he was able to get 3 engineers. Why they were bringing the jet, they were buying cables, they were buying that. So I came out like 34, just before this, and they said, the guy finished. I said, okay, just don't switch over. Let's just continue with the old one. So I'm going to say, now, I don't raise for, I don't do that. I'm just going to ask us, because it happened during the conference and we did not plan for this, we will not only repair the old one, we have bought this one. The speakers will be fixed. All I'm going to say to everybody is this. Whatsoever, if you believe in this course and you want to be a part of it, in any way you can, at any time, between today and tomorrow, we are putting together 15 million for the gen, and we'll do that with ease. Now, we'll not talk about it again. The account will be projected during offering. Whatever God ministers to you. I've been saying it this simple way, and we have always had more than enough. I am too sure that we will cross 15 million between now and tomorrow morning. Not adding from account. I'm just saying that basically for Jen. Yes. Hallelujah. So, let it be that by 6 a.m. tomorrow, we have 15 M. At least to give. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
So, between now and tomorrow, follow the leading of the Spirit of God. And then follow your heart. If you know me, you know that's how I talk about things. Amen. Somebody give God praise. The speakers also will be fixed tomorrow. I think that one is not much. And that was why the sound was very loud last night. A lot of things got damaged, but we believe God. That's why that second TV there is off also. And but greater is he that is in us than the one that is in the world. Hallelujah. When they told me the jail was working, I said, no problem. But I just said inside me that, see, you don't only make the devil to... By faith, we can repair what he has damaged. But the word of God teaches us that Jesus said, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I come not only to fix what he has done, but that they may have life and have it. So, fixing the gen is having life. Additional gen is abundance. Somebody hear God praise. Hallelujah. See, when that happens in your life, Satan begins to get scared touching anything that belongs to you. A car gets damaged. You don't only get a car back, three other cars are following. Then it will not want to damage another one. Whoosh! Hallelujah.